With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years, baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Bruce Levine is The Score's baseball expert, and he joins us on the Alphamonte Ford Hotline, Alphamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. It was a good weekend for the Chicago Cubs, but it was a bummer of a weekend for the Chicago White Sox.
Well played, Bruce. Okay, so please explain why the Aaron Bummer deal, the contract extensions, 3 years, I think $16 million, makes sense for both sides.
Well, interestingly enough, for a non-closer who was not arbitration eligible, this is the biggest contract in history for Major League Baseball. So it's a great deal for Aaron, who only has a little over a year of service time, that guarantees him an awful lot of money down the road in real people money. Now, for the White Sox, the deal makes tremendous sense because they have options that takes us through a couple of years of free agency. And to do that, not just go through arbitration, it's a terrific deal for a guy that they feel will be a tremendous setup man for them for right now, and probably a closer if everything works out just right in the future. They believe that much in his stuff, his ability to command his pitches, and the makeup to make this kind of offer. And again, you know, you tip your hat to Rick Hahn and the people with the White Sox, who constantly stay ahead of the curve in signing young pitchers that they believe in.
You know, he's 26 years old, and obviously you start talking about lefties and how important that is. You feel like with the new rules, he's able to come out and face three batters, and you feel good about it. You don't worry that that he's a guy that you can only use in certain situations.
Mike, you make a great point. And, you know, again, the new rule is the key. You know, you cannot have specialists come in and just get one out. Yeah, you can if there's a couple outs and the other guy gets hurt. But, you know, from the perspective of this guy's an innings eater and maybe, you know, the next hater out there as far as, you know, eating up two innings at a time, that's an important thing for the White Sox. So, again, I think this is a great deal all the way around. And the White Sox continue to be able to project their future with their players and also their economic future of control of guys like him and Anderson, who have tremendously favorable contracts moving forward. And even some of the bigger contracts, you know, for Robert and for Jimenez, you know, early on, it's not that significant a dollar. So they can continue to build within as they project themselves moving forward as a playoff team.
Bruce, let's stick with the White Sox for a second. So we heard from Kenny Williams over the weekend push back at the idea of them pursuing Yasiel Puig. He said he didn't fit after they met with him in December, and he doesn't fit now. Chuck Garfine, we'll talk to later, he reported that. Obviously, Adam Engel is there as a defensive option. We've talked about him as a complement to Mazzara in right field. But I wonder, where does Mike Rodolfo fit in this whole thing? Because he had a double yesterday. He's a guy who's come back. He's dealt with a lot of injury issues, right. And yet at one point in time, they expected a lot out of him.
And don't forget Basabe, too, who came in one of those big trades a couple winters ago. They feel they have outfield fortification. So from this situation moving forward, Puig, you talk about bringing him in. It's just, it's a can of worms. Yeah, he has some raw tools, and he might hit you 25 and drive in 75 or 80, but, at what expense to the clubhouse? So from that perspective, it just doesn't work for the White Sox. Mazzara, they think, is going to be able to hit against left-handers as well. So that covers that up. But, Adolfo is an interesting player with a lot of tools, and they're hoping that, he has a clearer season this year, double-A, triple-A, and is ready for his major league time by maybe this time next year or September if they need a call-up.
All those guys took a step back, though, Bruce. I mean, it's interesting because, Basabe came in the Chris Sale deal. You look at Adolfo with David's right. They at one point expected something big from him, and maybe it's just injury. Blake Rutherford, another guy, kind of didn't take the step forward. Maybe it's unfair to say they took a step back, but they never took a step forward. So you have a lot of guys, and you have this sort of, I don't know if you want to call it like a grouping of players that just haven't really earned their spot. They're no longer in the 100, best players in baseball that we were always looking at with the minor leagues.
Yeah, it's true, Mike. And that was the warning that Rick Hahn and Williams, when they talked about this a couple of years ago, as they kept adding, more to this group. And it looked like, the Dodgers of the late 60s, early 90s, and producing, the Says and the Garveys and the Lopes and the Russells and all those great players that came up all together. But that they warned, said, hey, no matter how many of these guys we sign, some of them are going to get injured. Some of them are going to wash out. That's just the nature of the game. So they're not all going to be major league players. They're not all going to be starting major league players. So this year, continue to keep your eye on the minor leagues for the White Sox, because it's still, as you guys point out, just as important as what's going on up there. That you're going to need guys to be able to come up and fill the hole when you have injuries. And we always ignore the injury factor this time of year, assuming that, in spring training, we look at these teams and go, this is the team, and this is the White Sox team, this is the Cubs team, they're all set. And by spring training, all of a sudden you see three or four different names.
Bruce,
when spring training's over.
Switching to the Cubs, what are the early returns after two games of Brizzo at the top of the lineup, and why didn't AWOL manager David Ross get his flu shot?
Yeah, it's a great question, David. Most people are talking about that no Ross as well as they do, talked about the fact that, it's Ross probably missed 0 days during his career being sick. So this is a really bad thing, and they're going to tease him about it. Of course, they want him back, and hopefully he's better today. But, I think Brizzo is going to work out great. I mean, I think you can put Anthony Rizzo anywhere in a lineup, and you're going to be pleased with the at-bat. With Bryant, we saw the first game. He's going to play again today on the road. But saw the first game, out real quick, his first at-bat. Second at-bat, drove in two runs. He's in a great frame of mind, all the other stuff that we say in spring training, ready to go, as he said, ready to run through a wall after his meeting with David Ross. So, all systems are go. I just, it was interesting, they're playing Bryant extremely deep. The third baseman was way behind third base, maybe 3 or 4 feet. And it's going to be interesting to see if Chris Bryant has the bunt tool in there, or will he hit the ball the other way when he feels it's necessary? It's all a part of the evolution of him at the top of the order.
So they're trading him to the White Sox? That's how we're going to find out if he can bunt?
Renteria must have left that behind for him, although that was a year before Chris showed up. He was in the minor leagues at that time. But, we're going to be watching a lot of Ricky. He was grilled a few times here already this week about his penchant for bunting. But you know what? If you have Anderson and you have Mankata at the top of the order, there's times where you're going to want them to do that.
Bruce, let me ask you about Craig Kimbrell. I'm curious about what you think about the way the Cubs are approaching his spring training, which by all accounts is said to be, okay, it's a normal approach, it's the way he handles things, but it is maybe a little bit different than most relievers. How are people tiptoeing around Craig Kimbrell? What's it like with him in camp, and what do you see from him so far?
Very open access. I mean, he's not the warm and fuzzy guy that, you know, will seek you out, but, you know, very accommodating, a professional guy. You know, from the perspective of his workload, David, which I know you're talking about, that's different. And closers are different. I know there is great angst among Cub fans that they want to see a healthy Kimbrel out there. But I guarantee you, these closers, especially a guy that has the miles on him, they're not anxious to get out there on February 23rd and then 24th and throw back-to-backs just to impress a new team and the fan base. That's not where it's at. I remember in 1993, Randy Myers did not throw a pitch until the last game of spring training that year, and everybody was concerned that he wasn't going to be ready, you know, and then 51 saves later, you know, he was the leader in all of baseball that year. So these guys have their own pace. You have to trust it. But I do understand the anxiety of people, you know, especially after the horrendous beginning to his career that he had with the Cubs last year.
What was your takeaway from the Sox first victory of spring training? It was, you know, unfortunately not shown in Chicago. We don't have a marquee for Sox.
Well, you know, the Dylan Cease thing was very good. He came out of there extremely confident, feeling, you know, like he had been there for a long time. And again, you know, I think, you know, Giolito certainly has to repeat his year. But for me, it's Lopez and Cease if you're going to be a 85 to 90 win team. Those guys have to be prepared to throw a good 170 innings for you this year and be out there, you know, six innings when they can and seven sometimes. So Cease, you know, that was a great takeaway out of that. You know, Luis Robert, a line drive, you know, ground ball to short, you know, nothing much you can take out of two at bats this early other than he's out there and he made contact, which is good.
Is manager Rossi expected back to work today?
Don't know. You know, the cooties got him pretty good. So, you know, for him to miss, you know, again, this guy's a baseball soldier and he has to be way, way under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back. You know, I know there's probably nobody more anxious and upset about this than David Ross, but, you know, that's just the way, the nature of this. And it's going around a little bit in the clubhouse. Jose Quintana also is going to miss a start here because he has the bug. So this week, you know, you're going to have to be watching. Today you have, for the Cubs on the side, you have Yu Darvish. Then you're going to have John Lester in a Cactus League game and Kyle Hendricks the next 2 days.
Bruce, you better text with those guys. Don't be going in that clubhouse if there's a disease.
Stay healthy,
yeah,
Bruce.
I'm asking Ross today if I should get a shot before doing this. Guys, have a great day.
See
you, too, Bruce.
That's our guy, Bruce Levine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.